Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Donna. I'm so glad that you guys are joining me today. It will be a quicker show than usual because of Labor Day, and we're going to talk about our sacral chakra, or our sexual chakra as a way of kind of how I refer to it. As you know, it's part of your creative and sexual energies. It's devoted to your relationships with people and circumstances and procreation. It's your yin-yang balance. It's your conscious sexuality and your sexuality, your ability to nurture and give birth to the seeds of life. And for those who may not know, it's positioned close to your root chakra, which I would say is maybe about 2 inches maybe below your belly button. This is where your energy gets distributed throughout your whole chakra energy system. So it's really important that this is not clogged up, because your energy, it comes all the way up through your energy system to your brain. And, of course, we all want to keep our brains young and nourished. Your sacral chakra, for those who may not know, also deals with issues in the external world, specifically your sexual power, but also your power in terms of business and socially, how you're able to express desire, intimacy, your emotions. It's also the place where you manifest your dreams and desires, but it's also how you work through your fears and boundaries. So, it's directly related to your relationships, your creativity, your sexual energy and virility. And obviously, if this chakra is open and working well, you're able to feel emotionally, physically, you're able to connect easily with others, you're able to open the world and, you know, manifest your desires. And, you know, it's important that we be able to do this. For those of you who may not know, or maybe want to be aware of it, your sexual chakra starts developing around your 8th birthday. And, of course, as we all know, it becomes active once we reach puberty. So during this time, you know, your body readies itself for procreating, self-awareness, you become aware of the opposite sex or same sex, depending upon, you know, your preference. Your female organs, your sexual organs are located here, and this is what gives us ladies sexuality. We have more of an emotional feel, whereas the man is physically grounded sexually. So when two people make love, the energy from their sex chakras mix, and it can create a wonderful aura around you when you're making love. Awakening this chakra affects the sex drive dramatically, and we all want it to be positive. We don't want it to be negative. You know, there are many things that can bring pleasure in our life. Playing, sex or making love, creating, reading, traveling, whatever it is that excites you and whatnot. I mean, the list is endless. And you want to own that pleasure, because a lack of pleasure, it just leads to unpleasantness. From bad mood swings, depression. It also can make you insensitive, insensitive to yourself, insensitive to others, insensitive to those that you love. So remember, we don't want this chakra to be weakened. You want to balance it. You don't want it to sabotage your life in any way. So to help create the light you deserve, it's about 2 inches below the navel, and it means sweetness. The function of it is pleasure, sexuality, procreation, creativity, emotions, desire, self-gratification, relationships, whether they're intimate or not, but even friendships, business relationships, sensations, appetite, movement, imagination. You know, it's the I deserve to feel, I deserve to want, I deserve pleasure. The archangels that help us open this chakra is Archangel Shamuel, who is also known as the Angel of Relationships, and Archangel Gabriel. This chakra kind of rules the ovaries or gonads, testicles. It's obviously the reproductive organs, but it also includes the kidneys, your bladder, and your circulation system. The body parts that are attached to this are the large intestines, genitals, as I've already mentioned, lower back, hips, uterus, lower digestive organs, the prostate, the urinary tract, your lower back. When this chakra is malfunctioning, you can have bladder or kidney troubles. You can have uterine issues, impotence, frigidity. It rules the sense of taste. The color is seen as orange. It can also be seen as indigo. Unlimited manifestation. Now, the gemstones that are recommended for helping to clear the chakra are the carnelian, orange calcite, sunstone, red tiger's eye, just to name a few. Here again, stones are not much different from aromatherapy in terms of gravitating towards that stone or stones or scents that resonate with you. Okay, so I hope that that was helpful to you in terms of the archangels that you can call on when you're looking to cleanse that second chakra. The orange calcite and citrine, I added in citrine because I think that that's also an important stone, because both of them have cleansing properties, and they both help to clear blockages in the chakra. A coral calcite is often used because for distance healing because of its amplifying qualities. Now, something that's not often talked about is sometimes we can have an overactive second chakra, and that's not good any more than if it's underactive. So if you need to kind of slow your roll a bit, the orange carnelian, the snowflake obsidian, amber, and kind of like the purple gemstones like amethyst, quartz, and tourmaline. The orange carnelian can be used for either opening or soothing, here again because of its healing properties. The amber chakra, that stone, it draws energy into themselves. So it kind of is like a sponge. You know, the amber stone kind of soaks up that excess energy in the second chakra. So for those that are a little overactive, that would be a great stone to use. And the snowflake obsidian, it restores balance to your body. Now, also I would add in there the moonstone crystal, because it can be used for both opening and soothing the second chakra. And why? Because of its name, because of its connection with the moon. You know, that's just one. If I were using one to help with the sacral chakra, I would want one that had a slight golden or yellow hue to it. Some of the ways to use the stones to help, you know, open or slow down the chakra is you can wear it as jewelry, obviously, like crystal pendants can kind of influence your energy throughout the day. What I do is sometimes every week I might select a couple of different stones and I carry them in a pouch in my purse, depending upon what it is that I'm looking to manifest or heal. But when I carry them in my purse, I have to make sure that I remember to reach in and touch them, you know, throughout the day. If you have smaller ones that they fit in a pocket or something that can be close to your body, that would be preferable. They can also be used for meditation. And one of the ways is you can rest the healing stone of your choice just below your navel as you meditate, and it can help bring additional healing and focus. If you prefer to sit and meditate, which I do most of the times, because sometimes I've been known to kind of fall off into a doze if I'm laying down and meditate. So for me, the sitting position for meditating works best. And if you hold a stone in your hand, in each hand, or if you cup one in your hands as they rest in your lap, they all give you the same result. So that's just, you know, some recommendations on the crystals and stones that you can use. In terms of the essential oils for balancing the sacral chakra, here again, it's a matter of personal preference, but bergamot, cardamom, clary sage, neroli, orange, patchouli, rose, sandalwood, or yang yang. Those are the oils that I recommend. On my own website, soulfulforyou.com, SEOULFULL, number 4, letter U.com. If you'll look, I have oil blends for each of the chakras, and for the second chakra, my blend, I have clary sage, sandalwood, and yang yang, and it smells heavenly. Here again, I'm willing to make any blends that are requested, but those three I find work wonderful, you know, and that's my own opinion. Okay, so next week I will be on longer because it won't be the holiday. I made 3 blueberry pies today from scratch. I have a house full of guests, and I'm hoping that everyone who's listening now or will download it later also had a wonderful holiday weekend. But next week, we're going to jump around and we're going to talk about the throat chakra. And the reason why I'm not doing them in order is because the throat chakra and the sacral chakra are kind of interconnected, and I'll explain more about that next week. I will also give tips in terms of the crystals to use, as well as the angels to call on, and obviously my recommendations for essential oils. So thank you, everyone. I am so honored that you listen in or download this later. You can reach me always at soulfulforyou@gmail.com, S-E-O-U-L-F-U-L-L, number 4, letter U, @gmail.com. I'm also part of angelcoaches.org. You can reach out to me there and my sister Angels and see what we're up to and what we have to say. And I hope that you will tune in next Monday. So have a wonderful, healthy week, and we will talk to you next week. Thank you so much, everyone. Take care.